Welcome to the chat station. I think...
And someone said that Ada can sing well.
I see. I know they like make mouths. If I enter music, I go pursue some people.
Oh, dear.
Oh, anyway, dear. I think... Oh, phone lines are buzzing. Okay, now, guys, let's carry out these ratings. See, Benga has always been bragging. And I sing better. I dance better. Please rate us. It's Freestyle Thursday. We are throwing it all back on the chat station. So let's just play a bit. Then I'll introduce today's topic. And we go on a quick music break. Then we get back to be taking phone calls. It's all fun. Yeah. It's Nigeria Info. Mm. You have your radio girlfriend. Let's play. Let's play like buddies. So rate us. You want us to sing another song? Put us on the spot. Head of program should be sleeping. So let's freestyle. I did not say anything, no. 0700-993-993-993. Who do we have here? Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. You enjoyed the song, yes or nay?
Okay, this one says, wait, so Ada has this angelic pitch and a voice all this while.
Loud it. Convert it to Venza.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
What a fantastic voices over there.
Loud it.
No, seriously. Though I know Ada has a soft voice. I never know she can sing like this.
She cannot, Abe. She can't.
No, she can. The one that I discovered about you, your Benga, will say you are a lazy singer.
I don't want to show my
face. He ate Amala before coming to work.
I don't want to show myself.
He also sings well. He sounds well. Why I said he's a lazy singer is because as a guy, he's always to go on the tenor aspect. But
no, I don't want to show myself. I don't want to show myself.
And that auto is for female.
I don't want to show myself. You're okay. You felt when I was doing the auto, right?
The auto was okay.
Yeah,
you said. But I discovered that when you get to the higher auto, you just come trouble. You don't understand yourself.
No, I'm just trying to make you understand that I can do the SATB, soprano, alto, tenor, bass.
Wow.
I can do all.
Okay, this is impressive, though.
I know.
I listened to it from the beginning when you were singing the auto. I was just like, not following the rhythm from my bed. You're just like, wow, it's lovely. It's a good combo.
And we'll be doing
maybe
this
later. Often. You will feature any of your listeners in your
we'll feature you. I have it in mind.
I'll do it.
I have it in mind to drop a single someday just for fun. I'll feature you.
That's no problem.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Thank you. Thanks for
I'll stay with you, though.
All right. See, I think we should be doing this often, maybe once in a month. Okay. What do you think?
Okay. So we'll just bring in some. Okay, let's him.
Hello.
Oh, we'll definitely
good morning.
Yeah. Hello, good evening.
Good morning. Yeah, morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, this is Sideward.
All right.
Yes, I listened to the two of you.
Yes.
Even though Ada, you have a good texture of voice, but you're not a good singer.
Ah! I pursue this person for market. Beyonce.
No, true. I'm being frank.
What did you eat this night, though? Did you eat?
Yes. You have a very good texture voice, but you're not yet a good singer. You still need to be processed.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That was what I was telling her.
You need to see Benga's face. She's so excited that you're saying
Benga is a better singer.
Thank you.
He was able to maintain the... That's what we call progression.
Where's the scorecard?
Thank you.
The winner is leaving the studio today, Ada, with the Venza, right?
Ada, that's a professional talker. He talked about the progression.
Yes. I am going to choke.
Thank you. You know, when veterans talk, we know each other.
Exactly.
We know each other. We know, but thank you so
Hold
much.
Hold on. Veteran caller, please drop a line of that song.
Veteran, please yes, don't. No, know, no, no, don't answer that question.
Let me know if you're in the same WhatsApp group.
Don't answer that question. Veteran does not just answer questions.
Exactly.
We have pride. We have pride. Thank you so much, Baba. Thank you. All right, this one says, we have some messages here. This one says, Ada can sing well. Ada Abe, continue singing. This one says, good morning. How Ada, good
Ada
morning. You know how to sing with sweet voice.
Ada is winning, oh.
All
my
right,
friends
this one says, wait, oh, GB, you have an amazing voice. But Ada, you also have a great voice. But you need more training to get to the angelic side of things.
I still win.
All right, thank you so much, Prudence. All right, this one says, please feature comrade in your net. No.
I'm just imagining how the song will turn out to be. You know when you're there singing, like, I love you. You're there. You're all about emotions. And
I don't want to mimic.
Comrade will just come from the backstage or anywhere. Be like, ooh. No, thank you. We don't want.
All right, this one says, Ada, your voice turned me on.
Oh, loud it. Own. My benzo is
this
closed.
One says, Ada sang as safe. It was a gospel song. You see? Sister Ada. <No. laughs> This one says, Barman, two bottles of Henny and for these two 99.3 Nigeria Info presenters that goes by the name Ada and Benga for murdering this divine song, Fall in Love, regardless of not being a music fan of Nigerian music chance. You guys sound amazing, man. Thumbs up for you guys and loads of clap for y'all. My score for both of you should be 10 over 10. Elvin Crack,
no,
once again.
No, choose one, I beg.
All right, this one says, okay. Somebody abused me. I didn't find that one. All right, this one says, wait, so Ada has this angelic pitch on her voice all this while. Benga, goodness Lord, with your toad voice. You didn't try, you me. Don't jealous our Ada.
That comment should be framed.
Uncle Benga, no cap. You killed it. That lovely voice, boss. Oh, thank you.
Eh?
You know, when veterans... it's only a veteran that will see that. Jeez, there's a talent there. Auntie Ada Sabi small. Say she go chase some artists. Which artists? Which she want? Which she... It's the style terms. Uncle Benga, I think I should
all
quit uni and meet you for lectures on how to sing. Thank
ah,
you.
This person wants to fail.
Don't worry, I'll
teach you. All right, your career will not pass DJ Bode.
You know, you see, it's veterans, when you just hear, just like,
it should not even pass Ogun State.
All right, this one said, comrades sing pass Benga.
I agree.
I beg to differ.
Hello. What song did he drop for you yesterday? The song
somebody
where I was
don't sing good.
Somebody don't
I didn't want
to. I agree. Comrade is a better singer.
Comrade to me.
Yeah.
Ah.
For real. He sings better.
Really? Yeah. That one that he sang is better.
Yeah. Remember the time he sang that epic song? A man, I'm...
No.
He sings better.
Yeah, okay.
He sings better.
Ah, man.
Minga, you need to work on yourself.
Ada, you see.
You need to work on yourself.
Ada, veterans don't argue.
If you dare me, we'll try one more.
Veterans
we
don't.
Start
veterans don't argue.
If you dare me.
No, I don't need to.
We're gonna sing Zazu.
Nah. I don't want to. So that people won't feel like, ah, oh, Benga, you're too proud. You know this girl can't sing. You just want to just disgrace her. I feel like, no, I'll allow you to do the thing. Hello, good evening.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Welcome, Moyo. Moyo, why are you trying to kill our vibe? What kind of voice is this on? Hello.
I don't know.
We're not sleeping.
Speak up now, Moyo.
Can you hear me?
I'm trying to.
I said, you have a nice voice.
Oh, she has a nice voice.
Voice, Benga.
Yeah.
Your voice looking out to seriously.
My voice is what?
Your voice looking out. Very well.
My voice is speaking out very well.
Your voice came out very well.
Oh, my voice came out very well. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
So, Ada bless you.
Okay, Moyo.
I understand.
I don't win. Y'all need to see my shoulders.
Moyo, you don't know music.
Moyo, thanks for calling.
There's something called progression. you know, when it goes from
the shoulder part is so
progression,
high.
They call it modulation, they call it transition. Ah.
Menga, do you have the carpenter's number? The company's carpenter's number. No, I'm serious.
Wait.
My pride is so big, I can't pass through this door. I need that.
I want to sing again.
We are done.
Menga.
Yes.
I want to sing again for his Menga for Yoruba version.
You want to sing for me the Yoruba version?
Yes, for Yoruba version, yes.
Okay, I'm listening.
Prove to the world that you sing better.
Okay, I got it.
You sing better.
Baba, I don't hear you talk louder.
All right, thank you very much. I think we need to apologize to Polaike Dara right now, because he will be gnashing his teeth right now. See, hearing that.
Who sent that text?
This one says
no. This particular text. This one.
This one.
No, the one that's opened. This one that's opened. The text that's opened.
Fingy from Malausa.
Fingy, we should.
Said, comrades, have you seen Pazbinda?
We need to arrest you.
I'm telling you.
I actually agree.
I need
before,
to sue him. All right, this one says.
You should be arrested.
Uncle Benga, leave them. Comrade, call. Comrade, me. You are the best boss. Ada no sabi. Like I said, I'm quitting school to meet you for lectures. Ada got zero. Uncle Benga, 100%. Collins praise. Oh, my comrade, don't spoil my speaker.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
You people will not kill us.
You can't die.
Who said make that call? Comrade call enter through now.
Somebody said comrade can sing better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And they now want to show his talent.
Yes.
Now came to kill the old thing.
Yes.
But he did. He killed it.
He literally killed it.
He
literally
killed it. It's what we call he kill his Nicky Uku kill.
Yeah. No, the kill them. He killed it.
Anyways,
yes.
Benga and Ada, that yes. song you sang, this is Ben Prince calling again.
Yes. Post.
Okay.
Yeah. For we to know who will win now, I have a simple question for two of you.
Okay.
Wahala.
On what key did the device sing that song?
Now.
Wait.
What?
On key.
Wait.
What did you say?
On what key did he sing that song?
Yes.
He started from...
No, not you. The guy himself, the badge himself.
Hey, now, the band now. The band now.
Okay.
Let me start. I think he started from a key D, a D sharp. He started from
D sharp. Okay.
From a D sharp. Okay. And he went, you know, progressed, transitioned, modulated, you know. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, you're not a music person. You can't understand.
Painful.
You can't
understand. Even Prince is a singer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Take it back. Okay. I said he started from a D sharp.
Okay. Did you say C or G?
I said D. D.
Like, I didn't get that.
Like dog sharp. Dog. D.
All right. Okay, give me your own. Give me your own answer.
No, let's answer your own. Huh?
The only key that I know. Heavy duty. X-Force. Security alarm. Those are the keys that I know.
Oh, yeah. You. What key?
He actually found it on a C.
He found it on a C.
Yeah, C
is from the beginning now. C is the beginning now. Me, I still say, I would say a D. Because if it was a C, it would have been lower. It would have been lower.
See, that guy is just embarrassing himself.
It would be favorable and comfortable for ladies.
Benga, don't talk. Don't embarrass yourself.
Eben
be
praise.
Like me.
Eben
mention X Force padlock.
Eben praise.
Okay,
which music school did you go to? I need to talk to them.
Because you know what?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
What all our we want to listen to you again.
No.
No.
I don't want to beat Ben.
A veteran does not sing twice. Once we drop it like a bomb.
Not that particular song. I have to give another song. So
give us.
This one you pay.
Give us.
No, it's still the same line. It's a Paul Play song.
Which one?
Paul Play, Angel of My Life.
Oh,
Angel of My Life. I don't know the lyrics.
Type the lyrics. You will see it on your screen as you are writing.
Are you giving us Bentley or what exactly?
Without you, girl, my life is incomplete. You are the angel of my life. Oh my, angel of my life. Oh no, I'm too good. Enough. Ah, God, my pride. Easy, my pride. Reduce. Oh, reduce the pride.
I think we have some messages. We'll all right,
this one says, my God, how could someone compare Comrade's voice to Benga's voice? Thank you, Prudence.
So much disrespect to Comrade.
I'm telling you. All right, this one says, good morning, guys. The two of you tried, but Benga is trying to sing safe. And Ada was singing more like a young chorister. Ada. The band did not modulate to Patrick from Akute. All right, this one says...
That was Dan. That was his best at the time.
No, should I read this one? Comrade's song is giving me nightmares. I can't sleep again. Comrade, I didn't say it. The person did not even tell us his name. If he's sure for you, tell us your name. Anyway, this one says... Yeah, Comrade, don't kill me. Chimo, LOL. Now, good night, I beg. Hello, crack, sleeping on his bed. All right, this one says, please, Comrade should not sing again. My radio speaker is malfunctioning. That's wrong. Comrade sang his heart out. Anyway, thank you.
You all don't
Comrade.
Appreciate good things.
You guys should appreciate Comrade, okay?
You don't appreciate good things.
But remember, it's Chart Station, okay?
Right?
We're having fun right here in the studio, okay? And we're transferring it all to you as well.
To that. Anyway, I think enough of the calls and messages. Trust me, I won. I know.
Okay, his name is Sunday from Aja.
You see, sure for me.
Comrade, it's Sunday from Aja that said that too, not me. You know.
Okay. With great joy in my heart, I announce the winner of the music competition. No other than a round of applause. Oh, wait. I need to play that. A round of applause for our amazing singer tonight. Someone who has traveled far and wide. So, why are you laughing? Our next Grammy winner.
This is a disrespect to Grammys.
Someone who's been nominated 3 times. For Hedy's Award.
Yeah, I know.
A Met Gala. Give it up, guys. For Aja Blessing.
I want to do like a particular politician.
Why you hate?
There was a particular politician in 2015. I won't mention names. We will not take this. We will not take this.
You don't have a choice.
No, Ada.
I won.
Ada, we must appeal this. I will take you to court. I will take you to court. Like,
no problem.
Tribuna.
We see all the way. We have proof.
Anyway, but I'm like a former president. Good luck, Jonathan. I will congratulate you on your victory. Yeah, I'll congratulate you.
But you haven't.
What am I doing?
Do it. You said you will.
I said I will congratulate
you. You will. You have not done it.
Okay. Congratulations.
Smile.
On your undeserved victory. Congratulations. Okay. Yeah, you won.
It didn't come from your heart. It didn't come from your heart.
You're
insulting me. You are.
An elderly will always allow the young ones to take the, take the lead. That's what an elder does. All right.
You
take it. You know, I'm an award winner. I've been there. You know, Grammy, I taught Burna Boy how to sing. You know,
if he catches you.
So,
Odogwu, come to the studio. Where guys here?
I just had to give it to you, you know. I just had to give it to you.
Let me call Burna. Let me even chat him up.
I wouldn't even be surprised if the band just calls me and say, Binga, I love the way you did. Can we just do a remix to that, you know?
Should I call him? I was actually with him last week, Saturday.
Yeah, but the band would have to pay. Like, I'm too busy, bruv. I'm busy, you know. You have to pay for my time, you know, because I'll need to have to rewrite the song itself. You know, but I don't want to be proud. I don't want to be, you know. But anyway, let's get on.
This is not you being proud that I worry. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us. Yes, we'll be having fun tonight. I know. Some days are like that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's Thursday and we're throwing it all back in time. By the way, thank you so much for nominating me. Thank you so much.
Well
deserved victory. I really appreciate
you rigged it. You rigged it.
What?
You rigged it. It was rigged.
Anyway, I really appreciate. And if you want me to feature you in my single, on my single, just slide into my DM. I'm working on my single or EP or album. Let's just go straight to album. I'm working on my album. I'll feature you. Yeah. I need to be out there. True. Thank you once again. I never saw this coming. Like,
what's that? Victory speech. Right?
I dedicate this award to my parents. I mean, they're very wonderful for the support. When no one believed in me, they did. And to my dear partner, I dedicate this to you. You've been there. I appreciate you. And to my fans, without you. Thank you for buying my songs. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for streaming. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate. I promise to put out good music. More songs. I dart to your ears, baby. Guys, trust me, I took nothing. I had an actual meal before coming to work. I am okay. I am normal. 100% normal. Okay. Thank you so much anyway. Now let's get to the day's topic. Tonight we're taking it all back in time. It's Thursday. So I want us to talk about our past relationships. Yeah. Now most people won't accept responsibility for their failed relationships. If a relationship hits the rock and you ask one of the partners, what happened? It's always one blaming the other.
Yeah.
Like, I was there. This guy cheated on me. And that's what happened, though. Like, Iyakule, you deserve better. And if you go ask the guy, what happened? No. That girl, very disrespectful. I can't copy such, nah. So sometimes you get confused. Like, what really went wrong? Who is saying the truth? People tend to paint the other bad and themselves good when a relationship hits the rock. But tonight, we don't want to do the blame games. No. We don't want to do that at all. We want to keep it 100 and confess. More like a confession Thursday. Yeah, safe to call it that. Well, I stumbled on this story and I decided to put it up here so we talk about it. It was me, but technically not me. I was insecure about her friendship with a guy and told her about it. She said he was just a friend. Mama began to vex, and that was the beginning of the end of our situationship. I had to call it quits because me sip get standard, and you don't take me for granted. It's either I'm the main guy or I am out. I know they do second choice, except say I won't play. Just recently, I found out that the same guy that was giving me small headache is now her boyfriend. Females, I will never and can never trust that gender. Coming from someone that is pretty much heartbroken, like it's obvious for him to say he will never trust a woman again. But when I saw that story online yesterday, I was like, nah, we need to talk about this. So tonight we're asking, who was at fault in your last relationship, you or your ex? What happened? And I'll start with you, Benga. Who was at fault? Keep it 100.
In my last relationship, I think I was at fault.
What did you do?
I was at fault because I saw the signs. Ab initio, I saw the signs and I was stupid not to act.
Oh, okay.
Alright, I saw the signs, but I felt maybe, okay, maybe she's gonna change. Alright, and she did not. I wouldn't want to use the word naive, but I just felt maybe, okay, no, she's going to. And when it got to a point where I realized that she wasn't going to change, it was just her.
Yeah.
And that was why I had to just tell her that, auntie, excuse me from this relationship. You know.
And that was it.
So I'll blame myself.
Oh, wow.
I'll blame myself. And trust me, I won't allow such happening again. It won't happen again. Trust me.
Oh, dear. Okay. I think we should take phone calls at this point.
Yeah.
0700-993-993-993 is the studio line for you to dial to be a part of it. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. My ladies, the number is 014-657-190. Remember, we're keeping it 100. Hello?
Whoa, hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Sorry?
Edward on the line.
All right,
okay,
Edward, talk
welcome.
To us.
All right, I would say, just like Benga has said, I saw all the signs, but
oh, wow.
I overlooked it, and later it backfired. Actually, I used to be reckless in spending,
okay.
So, but I saw that strength in her. You know, she's this accountant. She give her money the same way, the same notes. Even if you come back 2 years time, she'll go and get you the money, you know.
Oh, wow. Really?
From that, I just handed over everything financially to her. So she now took it out of proportion. You know,
okay.
Sometimes you see how she queries me. You know, sometimes I will need money for something important. Yeah. Man, this is my money. But, oh my goodness. So,
wow.
It really spoiled a lot of things for me. Business and all that. So,
wow.
So painful. So but sad. I want to say something.
Okay.
Before meeting her, someone who truly loved me came my way. You know, not that I'm living in regret, but I knew that this person actually meant well for me, but I thought I wasn't ready.
Okay.
So, that was why I did not encourage the relationship then. So, and now I'm like regretting, why didn't I show her a green light? I do as well. I still believe in love.
Oh, yeah. That's the spirit.
Thank you.
It's all good. Thank you so much for calling and thanks for sharing. Mm. Oh, wow. Regardless, he's still hopeful. I like people like that. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome back, Comedy Kitchen.
I never sleep.
Yes, please.
You just want to wait until we bring her before we enter this segment. Not every woman like money.
True.
Some go even there with you without their money.
True. Exactly. And I'm like that.
Yeah. You see that message where you read, where that guy said he can never trust a your agenda.
Yeah.
Not every woman is like that.
True.
Yes. Not every woman is like that. So my last relationship before I married, now me cut him. But you know, the when guys don't confess, I won't confess.
What do you do?
The only mistake I made is to carry my friend to go get the car to go and see my friend.
Oh, wow.
My girlfriend, yes. After 2 days, they collect her from me.
They then used to collect your baby.
I was celibate for 2 years.
Wow.
It's like they were trying to see whether they could carry me go Yaba left. As I can never go Yaba left. And they tell you.
Wow.
Only mistake because I don't get a car. So, I can say, now the same leper, the same Omotosho, but the hell himself, they yellow. But this one, they chocolate. But as a first love, I will say, it's still ringing for my mind.
Mm.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
So, if I know, I will not carry my friend away, get the car. But that one, not the same. And every woman like money.
True.
My own blood sister, they don't like money like that.
They like small, but not like that.
And I cost wahala by using my friend, the wicked card, to go and see my girlfriend. Come collect her from me.
Well,
I am rehearsing another song. I will drop up on Monday.
Okay. Take your time, work on it. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, please turn up your radio.
Good evening.
Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Sade.
Please turn off your radio for the last time.
Yes.
Okay. Hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. I want to talk about my past relationship. And last night you were talking about giving name to relationship.
Okay, we have to take you off. Your radio is still on and it's affecting us.
Okay, let me off it. Please, don't take me off.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. I will want to name my book, or how do you call it then? Traditional Bill Pay.
The what?
Hello? Traditional Bill Pay. I've been trying to reach out since.
No, that was for the other show. That was for the other show. We're on Chat Station right now.
Okay. Because the reason why I say traditional bill pay is because my past relationship, I have an issue whereby I have a girl I've been dating for over 6 years. Can you hear me?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We can.
Oh, dear. Please call back if you can. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Moyo. Moyo, please speak up. You heard Comrade Ikechukwu. He complained.
I'm just recalled from sleep.
Moyo, you spoke to us like a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, we can.
Hello. Okay. Say, for me, my ex, is when I meet you, I'm going to blame.
He broke up with you?
No, I said my ex. Is the one that caused everything.
He was the one at fault.
Yes.
What did you do?
I mean, there's a message that you travel out. I was now away. When you get there, you go married. I was now away. You are still chatting with me. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They said that you gave it. You're still chatting with me. You came back to Nigeria. You are telling me that I'm Moyo. I love you.
Oh wow.
And I know that the guy is married. I ask it. Yes, son. I wonder, you're talking about. What do you even call me, sis? Turn up to me now. What's the say? No, I want to call you stay. That's why they don't go married. This girl just lying.
Oh wow.
And I got somewhere that it.
You know, so I caught him.
Facebook and Instagram and take it to 5 pictures. I saw the wedding, whatever. So I'm not at fault. Even if I'm at fault, I have to come and food. I have to come and beg me and tell him I'm sorry.
Hmm.
I'm saying that this guy, when we are dating, I don't still have to ask him for anything. Okay. I do my things on my own way.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
I don't ask him for money. I don't like asking for guys for money like that. That's not the situation I am. That kind of person I am. I like doing my things on my own way. Hello?
I'm with you.
So, and I've told him that you have to come and apologize to me. And you have to do it. You come to my family that I'm begging. But I'm sorry for what I did to you. I don't want to get to know. But you have to come and apologize to me for what you did to me. So, they said that you were asking my friend out. I was not away.
Okay.
So, you're at fault. You don't mean, I'm not at fault. When it comes to relationship, I give out my best.
Oh.
I'm a mad woman.
Moyo, no worry. No, you go find true love this year. Now may we do so.
That true love, if you go and stay one place, I don't want true love for now. I just want to love.
Moyo, no talk this kind, you know.
I'm serious.
You go
I'm
find true love. You go find. Before the end of the year. Take it from me.
If there's something that is really strong, don't move. Me
no, calm down, calm down. Don't worry, you're gonna meet the right one. But all the same, thank you so much for calling, dear.
All right,
take it easy on yourself. Don't hate yourself. Don't hate the concept of relationship. Don't hate love because of one person that they don't have sense. Yeah, you're gonna meet the right one. Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning. Ijebu people are here. No disrespect, though. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good morning.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good morning. We're with you.
Yes. Wow, finally.
Yes.
The first time caller, though.
You're welcome.
Yeah, finally. Like, I've been trying license around 10.
Oh, wow.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Go on.
Yes, I said I've been trying the license around 10, but...
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you guys are really doing great. This is my first time listening to 99.3 FM.
Oh, yeah?
So stay good, sir. So stay
okay.
good.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. So, for me, this is my first relationship, and so I'm not yet broke up.
Not yet. Are you expecting it?
No. But
please don't say no. Don't say we've not yet, please.
No, wait. Calm down. I'm not yet done. Yeah,
okay.
So, I would like to start from the first topic you mentioned.
No, we're done with that. That was another show.
Of course, of course. Like, talk about love is a mystery. I don't know if, Benga, can I ask you a question?
Please do.
Okay, can you, when you want to love,
okay,
do you say a condition you put? Can you marry somebody who is not from your church?
Nah, it doesn't matter. I don't even put religion to it. Love is beyond that.
That's one of the big issues I'm facing right now.
Okay, oh, wow. Okay, she's not ready to play ball
kind of faded out already because we are not from the not just Christians, but like all this denomination of the thing. We said no, are people what and all of us. So yeah, so more working together though. I'm not even broken up, but like the love is already fading. I can see it already going away. Like, so that's why I would like to put my own part. Like, love is a mystery. You can't understand love. Yeah. So,
are you ready to just to still weather the storm, or you're ready to look for someone else that would?
No. Because the person I'm with, I truly love her very well.
And okay, you still love her?
Yes.
But you're having a feeling that she no doesn't matter love
what,
you anymore.
I said already that I was patient with her because I know what she's saying, what she's actually putting. She's not really doing it on her own. There is something that is pressuring her.
There is pressuring her.
She does not know.
Yeah, there is something or someone.
Yes, there is something or someone like making that kind of... Like, not like people, she's not enlightened about what they call love.
Or maybe someone else is in the garden.
Love. You said?
Someone else is in the garden. And because of that, it's making her confused.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you will still stay until the breakfast is fully served?
No. You know one thing that guides me in love is about... I believe love is about patience and sacrifice.
True.
Yes, that's what I believe. If you can be patient with your partner, then because I picture my love life as if I'm married.
Okay.
Because whatever I'm doing in love, I do it when I'm married. If this kind of thing happens when I'm married, how do I tackle it?
Wow.
I like
yes.
it.
So, yes, I picture my relationship life. Of, you know, it don't mean that I always want to break up. I've been many ladies already. But yeah. I know it. But I'm not scared of breakfast being served. That is one thing about it's kind of his life. It's not normal.
You're sure?
But I will just try at my own part, the help of God also.
Yeah.
To be patient.
True.
Keep on trusting.
True.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, like I said, I've tried my own part also to be patient and keep on trusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I believe, like I said again, love is something, I said, it's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
I said that when you come to understand the meaning of love, you will not want to love again.
True.
Yes, because love is that always a pain.
Yeah.
So there must always be that state of patience.
Yeah.
And you must learn how to sacrifice no matter what.
Absolutely.
So I know what she's, all this, how like to say, this reason she's bringing is because something like she's not really know what she's doing. But once it's, if you are enlightened and you know, you won't bring kind of religion or other things as an excuse for it. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay, dear.
Yeah.
So sorry about
all right,
that.
Thank you very much for calling. That's I feel his pain.
Yeah.
But this is where I get scared. All right. He's making excuses for her. And I hate to make excuses for people. If I start making excuses, the reason she didn't pick my call is because she was sleeping, or maybe she's, maybe the reason she's not talking to me is because she was busy. Maybe the reason she's not showing me love. You know, all those, you start giving reasons when someone loves you. It comes naturally. All of these things are nothing. Now, to now get to a point where you're starting to give reasons, that's a red flag. Red flag number one. Breakfast is coming soon. But since you said you're already in love, okay, you love her so much and you're ready, it's your decision to say, okay, I will stand by you until you get yourself together. Fine, by all means. By all means. For me, if I were you, I will call Ada next week, Wednesday. Ada.
No, I think it's too certain.
Yeah, I know, but
what if she gets a change of heart? I don't know. But things about religion, yeah, you have to take your time. Some people are really, really into denomination, so you have to give it time to probably think, oh, okay, let me decide if I really want to do this with you. It's about compromise, yeah? One person has to compromise. Yeah.
There are so many reasons where you should, okay, say, I want to leave a relationship, but not because, oh, you're not attending my church. If this person is treating you
not
right, making you feel like a
think
queen,
like you do.
Making you feel like a queen, and the only reason is you're not attending my church. Oh, you are breathing the same oxygen with me. Why should you? We can't. No, that's flimsy. Really, I told you, my parents. My mom was a Catholic, strong Catholic, and my dad was a strong Muslim when they got married. Married. In the morning, we'll go to a Catholic church. In the afternoon, we'll go to do Allahu Akbar. Do you get? And they live happy. So all of those, when people say that, you see, religion, put that aside because it's the two of you. It's the two of you. So when you now say it's the flimsy,
you're saying this because you have parents that showed that to you.
Exactly.
Now there are people who don't know this. There are people that were born into some churches that they tell you, even as from a child, you're hearing, you cannot marry there. You cannot. It's here or it's here.
And I think some churches
for 30
really
years,
need to,
or for 28 years of your life, or 35
you keep
years, you've
hearing
been hearing
that, thing.
That. So it's not like you struggle to break free. It's impossible.
True.
How are you going to stand up before your mom, your dad, your siblings, and the pastor, the church?
True.
How do you stand up against people who have this belief? It's almost impossible.
Impossible, true.
So you need patience, you need time.
And even though that church will preach love, but they say they told us, don't marry from that side.
It's pretty sad. I don't know.
Well.
Oh, well.
It's your decision, though. Your decision. We have some messages here. This one says, good morning, Ada and Zuma. My name is Uche. I didn't do the blame thing, but I called I don't do the blame thing, but I called mine quit when my girl said to me that she can't remember anything romantic I've done for her. It was a friend who were kind of involved in our relationship that listed the things I did they found romantic. I saw that she's ungrateful and selfish, but we're still good friends, but no love for now.
Oh, wow.
All right, this one says, in all my previous relationships, I have always been the one at fault. And now me still they serve breakfast. I really don't know why I can't feel comfortable when I'm in a relationship. And it has always been really heartbreaking for me too to break up with these guys. Because the only thing they ever did to me is to shower me with so much love. God will just help me, Sha. This is from Prudence. All right, this one says...
That was last night. Hook up.
All right, this one says, relationship is all about trust, faithful, trustworthy. I don't like when I see girl today asking me for money. I always break the relationship immediately. Because she asked you for money.
Okay, Sharon is saying he wants to tell me something. You can do that on Instagram. Send me a DM. @AdaBlezy.
Okay.
AdaBlezy.
Yeah. All right. So you run as soon as they tell you, babe, I have a
problem. I think we have other messages.
I have a problem. Okay. Okay, this one says, this world will be so boring without Adam Gbenga. Oh, my eyes. Wow. All right, this one says, Jesus. This one says, Ada, why is Benga's love story making you cry? It's not so deep.
It's not making me cry. Come on.
He's wiser now. Look.
You see? Y'all need to see Benga in love.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything more than that.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah,
hello,
good morning.
This is Michael.
Michael, talk to us.
I'm the first caller.
Okay, first time caller, welcome.
Talk to us.
Well, I'm good. Can you please, I want to beg you for something.
Okay.
What's that?
Can you hook me up with that girl?
Which girl?
Which girl?
Moyo.
Moyo said she's not interested.
I thought she said she's in a relationship.
She said people should just be calling her for business, not hook up.
Okay.
But, I mean, you have an amazing voice. Who knows? She might just call and change her mind. So, what's your name again?
Michael.
Okay. Just for listening, if Moyo calls back needs you, you just
Michael
have to call back and I'll do the next.
Oh, boy. I'm a Yoruba guy. Olayemi, Michael, Olayemi.
Okay.
Michael Mo.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, though. All right.
And I kind of like that. Mike Mo.
For real?
Mo Mike.
Anyway, let me sound like my evil brother. Moyo, eat the hot cake. Hello?
Hello, Anna.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, yeah, good morning. Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'll give you a good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Past relationship.
Yes, sir.
Have I ever kept one? No.
You've ever kept one?
No.
You don't keep relationships?
I don't even start a relationship.
Oh, wow. So what do you start then?
If I'm going to a relationship right now, Ada, like, I'm going with my full chest, like, I don't want a relationship that will have breakup, like, serving me something like breakfast. Because.
Okay. But you prefer lunch?
As person I am now, I always watch out for myself and the person I'm with. Because. He's having me breakfast. Already know before it comes, so it will not take me on our way.
How
so
do
for
you
me,
know?
If I have a little friend with a lady, I don't make it to look like a relationship. It's just casual friend.
Okay.
So that is just my own preference. But relationship, no. I don't like it. Hello, take care. Hello, please.
Okay.
Play this song for me, eh?
What song is that, if I have it?
Mayro, How Will I Do It?
Who?
How Will I Do It?
By who?
My Rabi, what's his name? Dave, I don't know his name.
Okay, you don't.
I will breathe without you here by my side.
Oh.
Okay, how do I breathe? Mario. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
We have some messages here. This one says, hi, Ada. It's not been easy for me to cope after my past heartbreak, which I told you guys some months ago. But I'm getting stronger, though. I'm focusing on myself and mental health. Harry from Shomolu. This one says, Michael, no, they use that I am a Yoruba boy scope toast. How are Moyo? You will pay dating allowance and levy to Association of Loyal Chat Show Listeners, Lagos Chapter. Hello, Minga. I'm Fred. All right, thank you very much. We got your message.
I agree, though. Yeah, you have to pay. Pay me first. You want to start keeping our Moyo busy at night? Tell Moyo calling the chat station. You're not being love. I'm talking. No. Okay. I am not a hater, but.
How much will it pay you?
Pay who?
He said he'll pay you now.
He ought to pay now, but we've not discussed the price yet.
Do my luck.
Yeah, boss.
How about this?
I gently.
If I tell you the truth, I don't even know the topic. I don't know how small thing just carry me like 30 minutes jam.
Okay. Who was at fault in your last relationship, you or your ex?
I don't know who's at fault, though.
How?
I don't know who is at fault. You know this gist between me and my ex, so I don't know who is at fault. I don't know if I'm the one or if she is the one.
So both of you were wrong and both of you were not.
Did you know that I have an accident and the process, she says she can't cope, she
leaves.
Who is at fault now? And I tried as much as I can to let past it. She refused. And later she wanted to come back. She was like using it to collect money. I'm coming back, I'll send money like 3 times. She didn't come back.
Wow.
There were so many things has gone bad. Then I've died and so many things. I don't know. That was why she is not seeing it, getting it that easy to come back, I know. But I don't know. Even though I told it then that even if she comes back then, I could have accepted her.
Because you said so.
Yeah, I did. I know the kind of mind I have. When I want to get that, you know, that strong mind, I know the terms and conditions. But when I use something like this, I don't strong my mind that tight. A good girl, I promise I will not speak bad against her. I have told you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't speak bad against her just because she's not here or because of what she did. Because I know that she has been living with regret.
I applaud you for that, though. Regardless, you don't paint anybody black. That's cool.
I cannot speak against her. I cannot. She was a good girl. But she's living with regret now. Coming back now is something she doesn't know how to do it. But for me, I'll be fine. But I stick my year this year that this year it must happen. This is me. I keep counting them, but I'm sure that this year it must happen. I never see that person. When I see that person, I will know. The other one I told you was a banker. I'm not cool with her. She's fine now. She's good. Everything is there.
Yeah.
She wants to know why. I don't know what.
Why what?
Why I'm not cool with her? Because I'm looking under everything.
So why aren't you cool with her? Is it because of her profession or what?
Is she even asking? Is it because of Actually, number one, yes, but I don't know. She used to call sometimes. Oh my, have I gotten somebody? Should we come back? Can we see? Then, no.
That's
but serious. Then she staying with you now will make me change my mind, come back, but I just don't want. You see this lady at that moment. She's fine. And she makes me sense. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know if she's a man.
Come on, it's not. Anyway.
This kind of ladies I used to like, but you see this one now. It's a good unlock, but I said, no, I don't know.
It's all
right. I will think about it.
It's all right.
Because she has been asking, what is it? What is happening? So I say I don't want to enter into a relationship like this, and tomorrow now, you know, she said no. At that moment, there is still time, I will think about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, no problem.
And
thank
she's
you.
She's so age now, 30, other 37. So that's a nice age, a beautiful age I want. Yeah, 37, 36, 37, 38 is just that age I want. Come be with a baby that I will not have.
Anyway, take your time, think about it.
Yeah, and any time things will start moving forward. I don't want to play this, but if you tell me, you'll be asking me, you know, so I just want to, even any time we play it, we'll play it now. You will be here always so that we won't play together.
It's all right. Thanks for sharing, Joe. Yes, my dear. Thank you.
You
too. Okay, we'll talk again.
All right. We have some messages here. This one says, "Ada, Ada, I am unhappy. I missed yesterday's show, but please, can you play me a song for me to set next week as a reminder? The song is 'I Can't Wait' by Avant. Thank you so much, from Fred."
I'll try.
All right. This one says, "Hello, Ada. I think I'm the one at fault because I ignored the red flags. I'm Solomon from Ikoto. I met this beautiful lady last year. Our relationship had been wonderful till she started becoming rude, insensitive, always blaming and misbehaving. Earlier this year, it's a long-distance relationship. She had past issues and I've been helping her manage the issue. This is affecting us. The handwriting is on the wall clearly, but I don't want to be the one to end the relationship in spite of her frustrating me. Meanwhile, I had introduced her to all my family members. I have great plans for her, but she doesn't know. I killed my emotions. For me, when she told me, she doesn't feel anything like love till she tells me she no do again."
Oh, wow.
So what else are you waiting for? No, she already told you. She already did.
Crazy things. Anyway, I think at this point we have to connect with Oyetunde Adejomu so we get to hear what he has to say about the topic. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the chat station. We'll be taking more calls right after this. Okay. Hello?
Hello, yeah. I think it's fine now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been following you guys, and I think I heard Segun talk about, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I heard Segun talk about, religion and relationship. And the truth is, you can't always rule out religion from relationship, you know. I remember when I was pretty still young.
Yeah.
I've always believed that it's always better you have, it's always better you have someone with the same mindset.
Okay.
When it comes to religion, because you guys would have kids, you can't be a Muslim and your wife is a Christian. It works in some few cases.
Okay.
But it's always better when You know, the father goes, you know, the father is this religion, the mother aligns with that same religion. You know, because that way, you know, the kids have, the, you know, there's a unity of purpose. You know, you can't have, the father is a Muslim, the mother is a Christian. So what religion are you passing across to the kids? Because, you know,
what if you let the kids, what if you let the kids be, and when they're of age, they decide themselves what they want to do or where they want to worship?
Well, you know, the Bible says train up a child in the way it should go.
Yeah, you can actually train them to be good people, to be godly, but
So which of the religions are you going to, if the, the mother is a Muslim?
Just teach them to be good people.
It creates confusion, my dear Ada, bless. It creates confusion. So, you know, I'm telling you, you don't want to be in that shoe. I have an aunt, you know. You know, I don't want to go into details. I had an aunt, the other was a Muslim, she was a Christian. It created, in my, probably Shego's parents were exceptional parents, you know.
Okay.
I'm sure they must have probably had one or two frictions, you know, and they manage it pretty well. You don't get so, but it will always create issues. You know, don't go there. It will always create issues. So, you know, it's even within the Christendom, you know, you attend redeemed, your husband attend Catholic.
Yeah.
You know? This different doctrines, different beliefs.
True.
The Catholic, they don't believe in, they believe so much in Holy Mary. Probably your own religion, you believe in Jesus and all that. So, you know, these are different, we serve God, but different doctrines. So it's better, you guys are, there's a unity of purpose in the house. It makes things much easier. You can actually counsel your kids, call them in the line that you both believe in. That way, you know, you don't create confusion in the house. Well, that's my own little 2 cents.
It's all right. Thank you very much for calling.
All right. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Okay. So that was Oye. He called via Skype. So if you are listening outside of Nigeria, feel free to be part of the show. You can call via Skype and we get talking. More calls. Time check. It's 7 minutes. Gone past one. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please.
Hello.
I am with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Benga, good morning.
Benga has gone, he likes sleep too much.
You're the only person.
Yes, so.
Ada, I had a problem. I'm Casey. I'm calling from Aja.
Casey, what's wrong?
Are you hearing me?
What's wrong?
Loneliness is killing me.
You're lonely?
I've been separated now for the past 1 year.
Oh dear.
And there is a vacuum in me. I need a wife.
Okay.
And I'm a Catholic. I'm looking for a woman who is very diligent, a beautiful woman and tall woman.
Okay.
Who can be there for me at every time? Loneliness is killing me.
So you've not seen that lady within this
period? What?
You've not seen the lady within this period of time? Is that what you're saying?
I've not seen my case.
You haven't?
Yes.
It's pretty obvious that you know what you want. And I think you should just be hopeful, be open, be out there. I believe you're going to see her. It might take a while since you have this mental picture of what you want.
But this thing is affecting me psychologically.
So what do you do? Do you want to deprive yourself of your actual happiness, of what you want, because you want to kill loneliness? What if you're now getting with someone that you really don't like, you don't have a company, yet you're still lonely? So take your time.
But I know you can still help me.
I can do that on Wednesdays by getting your detail, and hopefully if that got fearing,
can I give you my detail?
Do that next week Wednesday.
Yeah?
Next week Wednesday. That's Tuesday night into Wednesday morning.
Okay, next week Wednesday.
Tuesday night into Wednesday.
Okay, Tuesday night.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Take it easy, yeah?
God bless you.
Bless you too. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning. Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. It's Omar calling from Sari.
Omar. Did you say Omar?
Yes.
Okay, Omar. Omar, talk to me. Talk to me.
About my past relationship.
Yeah.
I'm the one that break it because I'm tired because of untrust. As a health, he did not trust at all. As a health worker.
Who did not trust you? You did not trust him or he did not trust you?
Him did not trust me.
Why not?
You know, as a health worker, he believed that all the medical doctors that I'm working with, they are all my boyfriend.
Oh dear.
In less than 1 hour, he must call me up to million times.
Are you sure he was calling you because he did not trust you? Or he was just calling you because he was in love and he was missing you?
Hello?
Are you sure he wasn't calling because he was in love and was just missing you unnecessarily and just wanted to hear from his baby girl?
I know, I'm doing very well. What did you say?
Some people love like that. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes.
I said, are you sure he wasn't calling because he was madly in love with you?
Please, that kind of love is selfish to me. Because maybe if you call him and my phone is busy, who is calling you after everything? I would tell him, I can't lie. Why should I lie? As far as that person, even if he's my colleague or my maybe school old friend, as far as that person is not my cousin, he's not my brother, and he's a male, wahala.
Wow.
I just think about it. What am I doing? And we are planning to get married. As a relationship, we are fighting every time.
How long were you with him for?
5 years. I'm telling you.
Thinking
that he will change. I just kukuma keep there. Maybe they not kill me.
Oh, dear. I can imagine. Okay. Thanks for sharing. Wow. I can imagine as well. Trust me, I can't. Imagine telling your partner, hey, I'm going here. And you're not even there. He's calling. Switch to video. Are you in the taxi? Let me see the driver. Turn to the other seat. Let me see. Is someone there with... come on. That's so much. But 5 years. Oh, dear. Anyway, 12 minutes gone past 1. We are still taking phone calls. Hello. Oh, wow. Hello, good morning. Hello? Anybody home? Okay, kindly call back. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good morning. Oluwa Chukudi.
My baby, good morning.
Good morning. Kekwanu?
Good morning. Kekwanu?
How work is going. That's what I'm saying. Subadiro, no problems. Welcome.
That time you saying I want to call, I couldn't get you online.
But you're here problem. Now. You're here now.
Your voice is so fantastic.
Coming from my baby. That's awesome. Thank you, love.
Yeah. Ada?
Yes, please.
See, my past relationship. Mm-hmm. Maybe I've told you last year.
Yeah, you did.
And since that time, I'm no more remembering it. But as of now, when the girl see me, she be asking me, can he come out? So like I say, well, I don't chop what another person I've been eating. Seeing that you rush go in, I don't want you to rush go out again. Enjoy yourself and let us become ordinary friends.
Wow.
I used to buy something for her, even if I'm coming from Lagos. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
But that one is past. The only thing that makes me happy now is only you. When I hear your voice on radio.
Oh, you have no idea.
Even when you don't want to hook me up between me and you, but I'm still happy.
You can't say that. You can't say that. You have me already.
God bless you. Can you play any music for me this day?
What kind of song? We're not doing Naija songs tonight. So what song do you want to ask for?
I don't know. My normal, my African queen. It's always giving me joy. I don't know. If
okay, maybe I'll fix that during the next break. But for now, next break, we're playing foreign songs. All right?
There's no problem. I appreciate. What up, Gwenga?
He has gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I know you're not feeling lonely. Yet.
No, why? When I know you're listening to me, how about now?
I'm be calling to hear your voice. And you are marvelous. And you are fantastic.
Thank you so much, my darling. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I appreciate
you too. 15 minutes gone past one soul therapy segment on the chart station. And I think right about now, let's listen to Driver's License. It is a debut single by American singer and songwriter Olivia Rodrigo. It was released on the 8th of January in the year 2021 through Griffin and Interscope Records as the lead single from her debut studio album, Saw. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show. This is the chart station. And currently, it is the soul therapy segment where we are talking about your past relationship. And tonight, I'm asking, who was at fault in your last relationship, you or your ex? So feel free to dial the studio line. I think we'll be taking one or two phone calls and then we get into the dark room. Yes, I said that. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Okay, I have messages, so I think I should just squeeze in messages instead of calls. So we just get into the dark room. What you think? Yeah, that goes. Ada and Benga, I really think Moyo is one of us in this life and... Okay, Life and Dangerous Family and Chat Station. I'll be glad to hear a sweet love news about her. I know she might have had some bitter experiences that may have changed the perception about love, but the truth is that there are still good guys out there. I want her to be open to love once again, and I kind of love Mike's voice, and something tells me he's a good guy, so I want to urge her to give Mike a chance. Itoro Noble. Okay. Adele M. Emmanuel, I want to ask, are you single? Okay, Ada is not married. That's it. Hey, my love book would... Okay. No. That was during the previous show. Mm-hmm. Ada... Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. We're done with that singing competition. I already got the award, so thank you, yeah. Oh, Da, you didn't sneak my song request. Can't Wait by a Band. Okay. I'll look for it. Good morning, Ada. Please, can you tell Blessing from Ajah that called yesterday? Blessing from Ajah that called yesterday during the hookup show to try and call and drop her contact again because the number she dropped when she called... the number she dropped when I called, it was a Yoruba man that was answering the call. Ridge Bell, love you. Okay, Blessing from Ajah. If you can call in tonight, please do and drop your contact again. According to him, he dialed the number and it was a Yoruba man that was talking. Maybe network or maybe a wrong number or maybe you got a digit wrong. So Blessing, if you can call back, please do to correct that, all right? Thank you. Oh, wow. Off online is buzzing. Okay.
God bless you. This is Blessing from Banana Island, not from Aja.
Blessing, good morning. Are you back?
No, Aja. Very soon.
Very soon.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome back. Okay, you're not back.
Aja, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Blessing. Go ahead.
Okay, Aja, how are you?
Aja is fine. I can't complain.
How is work?
Work is there.
I think that.
Benga is good. He's gone home.
Your husband, Mr.
I have plenty of husbands. Mr. Frank or?
Mr. Frank, yes.
Okay. He's fine. He's good.
Okay. Ada.
Yes, please.
What is the topic? The topic?
Blessing. Okay, Blessing. Who was at fault in your last relationship? You or your ex?
Okay, my ex.
Your ex?
No, It's me.
Stay one place. Who was that for?
No, it's one. I remember it's one. You know, Mr. Frank knows about it better.
Eh.
It was
tough.
it's a song.
Okay.
So do you think that you said that you freeze today because it's that you freeze guy? Okay. He sent him to me that you freeze called me and he asked me to explain everything and he advised me. At the end of the day, I followed my mind. Then we traveled together, the side.
Mm-hmm.
After we traveled together, the very day we had to come back, I told him that our gap is over.
Wow, just like that.
Just, no. I don't like, if I talk to you, I give you all my mind, I don't like any man to cheat on me.
Hmm.
Even if our wedding is 1 minute to join us together, we just the relationship. Honestly, I don't like cheating.
Oh, wow.
I don't like cheating. Because, especially if you cheat on me with the person that I know that is not up to, it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. Honestly.
I feel you.
Although, he's a nice guy. I don't know if he's listening. He's a nice guy. And, back then, we loved each other. But I don't know what pushed it. But when it started, he told me that girl, this one girl told him that she said she loved him, she needed him, wanted to run things together. He took me everything. And I said, no, just tell her that, no, you have chance. Then we're about to marry.
Yeah.
Okay. At the end of the day, I don't know how come. Then get into it me together.
Oh, wow.
And it was the one that confessed to me and he apologized. And I couldn't take it, honestly. Even he sent one radio presenter like you to me. The girl called me and she talked to me. I said, let me think about it. But at the end of the day, I couldn't cope. I just quit the relationship.
Wow.
But now I'm fine. Where I am now, fine.
You're fine, Abby.
Very, very fine.
I mean, it's all about happiness, right? If you're happy where you are, I mean, I'm happy as well. Be good.
I just want to talk about religion and relationship.
You want to talk about what?
Religion and relationship.
No. Benga just brought that up, but that wasn't the topic. Yeah, maybe we'll create a topic around that. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Having just 21 more minutes, I think it's high time we get into the dark room. Thank you very much for calling. And before we get there, all I have to say is, first off, I appreciate you for being honest, for, you know, saying what actually happened in your past relationship and who was at fault. And trust me, if your ex was the one at fault, take it from me, you deserve better. Mm-hmm. Might have been painful, I get. It's really hard, difficult, painful. Losing a loved one, not to death, but even breakfast. By that I mean heartbreak. It's painful, I get. I've been there before. But things happen, yeah? And console yourself with she wasn't the one for you. The right one will come. And if it was your fault, you're no longer in that relationship. See the relationship as a lesson ground. Say it as, oh, okay, I was here to learn this aspect of my life. Work on it so you don't get into another being the same person. So see that as a big lesson. If your ex complained about you nagging too much, work on it. You have trust issues, work on it. The next one, try to trust someone. Try to believe. And if you don't, communicate. Let the person know, this is how I feel. Politely express your feelings. And hopefully, you get it right this time around. All right, thank you so much. We'll do this subsequently. Bring up personal topics like this so we get to confess, we talk. And some of you will be like, Ada, we did not hear your part well. My past relationship, I think we were two imperfect beings. I'll put it that way. I had my flaws, he had his. We just didn't work. there were times that I was at fault. But the good thing about me, if you tell me, Ada, you did this, sometimes I don't even wait for you to tell me. I think about my actions. I go back, I apologize. And I want us to talk things over. So I had my flaws that he was dealing with. And he had his. So it got to that point that we just realized that we were both not compatible. Not health-wise, like character-wise. And we just had to like, okay. Let's just rest. You know, we've tried. So yeah, I'm not going to say he was and paint myself the angel. No, I wasn't perfect. He wasn't as well. So I think we're just two imperfect beings trying to make it work. Or I would say we're two imperfect beings who met at the wrong time. But like I said, we just had to rest. Keep it moving. Anyway, thank you so much. Now let's get to the dark room. I have missed the dark room. And I'm sorry that I've deprived you of this for so long. But we have it now. Thank you once again. Let's do this. So the dark room is where you call me, yeah? We have questions from 1 to 10. You pick one. And I ask you. And we get talking. That simple. But you have to be honest. This program is rated 18. You have to be an adult to participate. If you're not an adult, please don't call. Because in here, I might ask you to say the craziest thing ever. So you have to be ready. Gather some balls. Then hit me up. Let's do this. Questions from 1 to 10. Pick one. Ask. And that's it. Simple, right? I know. Okay, who's going to be our first caller tonight? We have 17 more minutes. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993-0700-993-993-993. And the female line is 014-657-190. Hello.
Hello.
Aha, Jeff, Jeff.
Hello. Welcome to the dark room.
Mm, you're telling me welcome, Abby. Do I have a choice? Thank you. Thank you, Oga.
Number 7. Let me pick my next
piece. Number 7. Jeff, are you there?
I'm with you.
What makes you hot? Yes.
What makes me hot? Mm. Personally, if I love someone.
Just love. If you just love somebody. So wait. If you love somebody, you see this person 365 days in a year. Are you trying to tell me that you're going to be hard for the rest of the year? Come on now.
My own, like, hardness. Like, when I mean hard, like...
I mean sexually, yo.
I know now, understand now. Like... I can't say, even though sometimes, apart from what I'm watching porn on that one, is that what makes me hard if I love you before you even come, or when I see that I'm already hard, just...
So you cannot live with the person you love, oh?
Eh?
You cannot live in the same house with the person you love.
I love you, but see every time I had you, it's just too late. Even though I'm bad, it don't mean that I want to my hardness. Like, sometimes I just let it pass. But if I want to get hard, just thinking about you, that I'm done. I'm hard.
Okay. No problems. Thanks for calling. Hello? Okay. Don't know who that was, but call back if that was you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
My baby.
Aha. Welcome, Oluwachukwudi.
The dark room is very fantastic.
I know. Pick a number, my dear.
Ada?
Mm-hmm.
I'm missing you.
I miss you too.
Wow. And the weather is so cold.
I know. It hasn't been easy here as well. I wish we're together. I wish I was just enveloped in your arms right now.
Yeah?
I wish I was enveloped in your arms right now. Like, I wish we were together, spending this cold night together, you know? Whispering those beautiful words into each other's ears. Telling you how handsome you are.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fantastic. Yeah, I'm feeling you. I'm my bed now, man. Sure.
I know.
That you are so fantastic and loving boy.
You're very so amazing. You're so romantic. Ooh.
Child.
You have no idea.
Wow. I'm appreciated.
I have more to show you when the room is dark.
Sure. I'm appreciated.
All right, Oluwa Chukwudi, welcome. Please pick a number.
Thank you very much. The number 4.
Number 4?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Have you ever tried anal sex? Are you considering it? Have you tried anal sex?
Whether have I tried anal sex?
Have you tried anal sex, like... Not the actual hole, the other one. Have you tried it before?
No.
Why? You've not tried it from the back?
Back?
Yeah, no, that back hole.
That back hole. Mm. But not, is it normal hole or...
No, the other one. We use for... That we use in the toilet, yes. Have you tried
it? No. God forbid. No. Why should I behave like that? When something
you said God when, for,
when no when original
it's
match
fun
is
just to explore. No, don't you think
child,
so?
No. I'm not a dog. Why I'm not a goat?
Wait. So are you trying to say that people that are doing it are dogs?
Yes, man. They don't know what God has created and I'm make it so beautiful and fantastic.
Wahala.
And he tried to go where he has been. Why? What are you looking there?
So you're not considering it at all?
Hello. Can you hear me, Ada?
You're not considering it at all?
I can't. Free. Give me money. To hell with your money. I can't touch it.
So what if we're together and I tell you that I want that?
And I will tell you that, please, don't put me on set, please. I can't do that. I love you. The double pointer and hot leg you have and the fantastic body. What am I doing with the other side? What am I doing with the other side? That way to betray you. If I go that far, I didn't love you too.
Eh?
Just to make gays up. I'm telling you the fact. Wow. And you don't need to go there. It's unfair, Nada. It's unfair. The love is not there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
All right, my dear.
Song,
oh, that's my true. Song, I promise.
Don't forget it. Girl.
Okay. I'll try. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right, dear. Hello?
God bless you.
Hello, my love.
What's up?
I am good.
Okay, let me phone number 6.
Number 6.
Yes.
Have you ever made out with someone just because you were horny at the time?
Say that again.
Have you ever made out with someone just because you were horny at the time?
No. Never.
Really?
Never did.
So you control yourself? Even at the club, blessing. You've honest, never been in that mood. And you just know that, if I go back house, I don't get man. No. Make I just use this one, just kill this congee.
I don't even fall in love.
You what?
I don't even fall in love. Fuck less up.
That's what I'm saying. No. You can have sex with someone that you're not in love with.
I will not.
Never.
I'll never do that.
To I'll just kill do. That 15, 20 do. Minutes congee, you will not consider it.
Never. This case, I will use sex toy.
Is sex toy nice? Does he give you that pleasure? Is it sweet? I want to know, so I'll buy my own. Tell me.
Yes.
Yes. It's sweet.
I want to know what I'm doing.
You what?
I will be washing the skin and I will be doing it.
Oh. Do you sit in front of the mirror? Like, do you stare at yourself?
Yes, I'll be looking at the mirror.
And you see all your facial expressions. The dark room. Indeed, it's very dark. Thank you, Blessing. Hello. Okay, call back, please. Hello, who's home? Okay. Hello. Yes. Good morning. Hello. Oh no. What's wrong with your network? Okay, we have this text here. Though we don't take texts in the dark room, but I think let me just squeeze it in. It's for us. From Itoro Noble. What makes me hard is seeing a lady's boobs and pants. Oh wow. Just seeing it, Abby. Okay. Hello?
Hey, hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
Vitalis.
What?
Vitalis.
Ikeli.
Yeah, Vitalis.
Oh, Vitalis, okay. Welcome.
Yeah.
Pick a number.
Hey,
yes, loud and clear. Pick a number.
Okay. I'm going for question number 5.
Number 5.
Yeah.
Well, woo. Do you like giving an oral or you like getting one? Or both?
I didn't hear you.
Do you like giving an oral or you like getting one or you're in the middle?
I like giving.
Do you like giving?
Yeah.
Are you good at it?
Yeah, very good.
Oh yeah, rate yourself. 1 to 10.
Sorry, I didn't hear you well.
Rate yourself. What's wrong with my mic? Rate yourself. 1 to 10.
Like 85%.
1 to 10. You don't cross reach 85. Bro, okay. Calm down now.
Okay, 1 to 10. I didn't hear you very well.
Okay.
Okay, let's say 7.
7?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pass mark. Awesome. So you don't like receiving or what?
I don't just fancy it like that. I prefer giving.
Prefer giving?
Yeah. And give us never lack.
Nice. I like that. Okay. Good to know. So when was the last time you tried that exercise? When?
Oh, last week.
Eh?
Last week? Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro. You'd enjoy, yo.
It's fun, honestly. It's just fun. It's fun.
I know. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joe, for calling. And thanks for sharing.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
When I shout the invite person to when party day around, I beg. How can you be enjoying yourself? Last week you had fun. You did not send IV. Some people... I'm not talking for myself, but... Just putting it out there. Be inviting people. Eh?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
Dalek.
You sound different.
I don't come from work.
Hey, Kwele, my dear.
My mother.
By this time?
That's how good doing. And I might, I will go back tomorrow by 3 p.m.
Okay. Welcome.
Come back because it's not too far from the office.
Okay. Take it easy, Kwele. Hope so you don't chop.
No, I don't drink Gary, Joe.
Gary? You go with your belly, so?
So, when I'm Gary, you see, I'm not eating, but I'm not eating.
Wow. Well done. It's not easy. Well done. Okay, you're in the dark room.
No light.
No light. I don't offer the light to a studio. I don't even see it at the press.
No light. No dog. No light. No dog.
Oh, I did tell you dark room for radio, but as you don't bring G's, or you tell me which temptation come.
Oh, but give me my key, have my come over.
Tell me, she know the yeah. Tell me which temptation. You know, you overcome the temptation, so no worry. Tell me what happened.
I would be like 3 or 4 days to do. Oh, how sweet, come visit our friend. Oh, but the introduction they do for me now super point. Before you know my body, they give me one kind.
I am not laughing. No, continue.
Well, before you know, my body, they give me one kind. Ah, they won't push and cough. Now I say, Kyle, this is a bad luck. You won't view. Oh, boy, I live there.
Then you can't remember. Can't remember saying you get bebe for house. You stagger. You shall blood up.
Well, the thing shock me went over. That is the CDC. Jesus, he went down. Jesus.
I know. It happened to we girls as well. You get some guys where we see we save the trip. It happened.
Well, I've seen this big cook cash with the gate all. Oh, well, they sign documents. I know they sign. Yeah, just to come out there and I did my mind because I've been too. And oh boy, if I die for life for you, my dad, I get a sent to where.
I couldn't like
ask my colleague. I didn't ask my colleague, see your friend. I use my Chinese friend. He left us to come and visit. He just come. We'll be going together. I say, oh boy, this house is all following our goal.
Now, before report to you.
Oh boy, and that man just also catch me.
Well, but it good say you overcome, baby. Try. You know, it's your temptation full outside. Trust me. The yakba, but try.
Ada, what can we in the if you come our working place for airport, Ada, you go run fire.
They fool everywhere. Just try your best. Discipline yourself. I can imagine. Well done. Try to overcome them, eh? You will still see plenty, but just try. Okay, we get just 1 more minute, Abby. Make it talk.
Number four.
Only watch quickly, don't carry number four, they go.
Oh yeah, number one.
What's your idea of a good foreplay? Ooh.
The idea of good foreplay.
Yeah, good foreplay. You get foreplay where you go do, you go just say, this one good. I killed this one. Yeah, tell me.
Damn, bro, but in that bank room, cool. Oh boy. And I might just give you that one. Oh boy. Not like, I made it right on me. You don't understand.
Foreplay, you don't run, go enter ride. Foreplay that the one way you go do before when I start to ride now.
No, that is talking now. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Ada, my mind don't go. But no, I did like sharp one. This is the one I enter my head.
Just be foreplay. No be the rider. We'll never enter a ride.
You know now, man. Then, normally, foreplay, before you go to the every, you will touch the body now, soak the body. No man. So I like talking Bobby, and I delight like when they get big Bobby.
Tell me more.
Like when they get big Bobby, because their life will be die with her full chest.
Oh, with her full chest, indeed.
Yes.
So that won't be the best foreplay for you, Soba.
Not the best so far. Make a convo carry my head put inside.
It's okay, Oluwa Dalisi. Thank you so much for calling.
Anyhow, take care. We'll talk tomorrow.
Definitely. Take care. No way. I can't deal with you all. I can't deal with you all. What? Anyway, thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being part of the chat station. Trust me, I love you from the depth of my heart. Ada Blessing is my name. And on Instagram, I am at Ada Blessy, ADABLEZY. Twitter at Ada_Blessy. We are Nigeria for FM Lagos. Do you want to follow us? Currently, you're listening to a song called Can't Wait. It is a song by Avant. And I was asked to play the song. Do enjoy. After this, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of Hard Fact, followed by The Sunny Side and Morning Crossfire. And by 5, we'll be the live broadcast of Morning Crossfire. Then by 9, Daily Digest. Subsequently, you'll be listening to What's Up Lagos. Then, of course, Sunny Side comes up next. Hard Fact. Then Sports Team. And Benga and I will be back at 10 with Life and Dangerous. Thank you so much. Be good. Take care of yourself. It's Thursday. You don't have to be serious all the time. Today, just catch cruise on your social media platforms. Put up pictures of your old pictures of you back then. Let people laugh. Throwback Thursday. Catch cruise more. Life not too serious. Good night.